This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions. Now, listeners, as always, if at any point during the show you want to get a little bit more information about what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445, or be sure to visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure to click on the radio and the TV show pages. You can check out some of our past shows that we've had out there. And you can also subscribe to the radio program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or Amazon Music. Now, when we're sitting down with clients, we really like to remind them that retirement isn't something that they're handed just because they've reached a common retirement age. Instead, retirement is really something that they've earned through their hard work, strategic thinking, and, of course, a bit of financial discipline. Now, we use this reminder to make it clear to our clients that the financial decisions that they make during their careers will largely determine the quality of life that they'll have during retirement. And one of the financial decisions that we go over them pretty often is a Roth IRA. Now, while Roth IRAs aren't a good fit for every financial strategy, they could be really beneficial for some people. So during today's show, we're going to discuss some of the reasons why a Roth IRA or a Roth conversion might be a good strategy move for some financial strategies. But before we get too deep into the topic for today, let's make sure to say hello to everyone with us this morning. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
Doing great, Cole. Thanks for asking, and I'm excited about the show today. Excited to be here with you and Sue. You guys are great, and we always have a lot of fun doing the show each week. I've had a crazy busy week. How about you guys? Sue, are you keeping busy?
Oh, Tony. I'm always busy. I am always busy doing something, let me tell you.
I know better than to ask that. You guys have been really busy there. And this is another busy time of year. I would say late this time of year and late fall are probably your two busiest seasons, aren't they?
You're right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. Well, people, you know, I think it's tax season. People are thinking about financial planning and how to plan around that. So I know you've had a lot of calls from our listeners and from other people and meeting with clients. So. It is a busy time, and, you know, I really enjoy this time of year. We've had kind of a mild winter, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Weather's been relatively ideal for us non-winter lovers.
Yeah, like me, I'm really excited this year. I wish every winter was like this, to be honest.
Oh, me too.
I know the ice fishermen and skiers don't like it.
Yeah, they're not real happy. Yeah, and the Northwoods up in Wisconsin, you know, I know they've been struggling a bit with the lack of snowmobilers and all that stuff. So I know that's had a bit of a negative impact on a lot of business owners up in the Northwoods. But of course, us summer lovers are living the dream right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been so nice.
Yeah, and well, I just like not having to scoop my driveway. That's right.
Yeah, I know, right?
and drive on ice and snow. Those are my two things. But I do feel bad. You know, Mitch, who edits our shows, our producer and editor, Mitch Heil, he is an avid ice fisherman. So I really feel sorry for him this year, because I wouldn't want to go out on any lake this year.
No, as warm as it's been. No.
Sounds like a gamble to me.
Yeah, it sounds a little risky. I've heard of, about a few people falling in, and I mean, people trying to drive their trucks on lakes. It's like,
no thanks.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's been.
No.
I'll stick
to
roads.
It was like 70 degrees
land.
A few days ago.
I know.
I wouldn't even walk on a lake right now. But yeah, so now it. We got a great show today. I'm excited about it. It's a timely topic. And we've talked about Roth IRAs on previous shows, but I think an entire episode focusing on this is a terrific idea, right, Sue?
Absolutely. Now, there was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled 10 Reasons to Save for Retirement in a Roth IRA. And it has some information that we're eager to highlight. Now, the article's first possible benefit is that Roth IRAs may position you to prepay your retirement taxes. Now, that's because you've already paid taxes on the money that you contribute to a Roth IRA. Therefore, Roth IRAs may be especially beneficial for people who are in a lower tax bracket. So if you think it's likely that you'll end up in a higher tax bracket down the road, or if tax rates do go up, you may benefit from having already paid taxes on that money. And all the money that you have in a Roth IRA is generally accessible during your retirement, unlike a traditional IRA, which requires you to pay income taxes on your withdrawals.
Okay, so if any of our listeners out there then are contemplating a Roth IRA conversion, it may be an excellent reason to work with both of you. I think a financial services professional is definitely a must, right?
Oh, absolutely. Our advisor team talks with clients all the time about Roth conversions and whether a Roth could make sense for them. So I would definitely recommend that. Now, the next way that a Roth IRA might be beneficial is tax-free retirement withdrawals. Often a Roth IRA distribution that's taken after you turn 59 and a half and that's from an account that you've possessed for at minimum 5 years are going to be tax-free. Now, conversely, you'd have to pay taxes on each withdrawal that you take from both traditional IRAs and regular 401ks. So then deciding between a traditional or a Roth IRA, you may want to factor your present tax rate against what you anticipate your tax rate to be during your retirement. A financial services professional may be able to help you make a reasonable approximation of your future tax responsibilities. Now, lastly, you may also want to consider opening both a traditional and Roth IRA in the same year, which might help you to hedge your bets when it comes to your future tax liability.
Well, yeah, and minimizing that tax burden is huge. And if your strategy would benefit from both a traditional and a Roth, I guess you can utilize both then.
That's exactly right, Tony. And the next way a Roth IRA may benefit your financial strategy is the possibility of tax-free investment growth. As the article notes, Roth IRAs may position you to keep more of the investment growth on your retirement investments because you don't have to cough up income tax on investment gains or interest earned in your Roth IRA each year.
So that said, there are probably benefits if you wait. Isn't that right, Cole?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. Now, if you wait until you're older than 59 and a half to begin taking distributions and your account is at least 5 years old, you won't typically pay taxes on your Roth IRA investment gains. Now, be aware that this is different than a traditional IRA, which generally requires you to pay income tax on every withdrawal, which would include investment earnings.
Okay, so I'm sure the possibility of tax-free investment earnings will have some of our listeners out there picking up the phone to give you guys a call, because tax-free sounds good, and you don't want to do this without the advice of a financial professional.
That's right, Tony. And next, Roth IRAs may offer more flexibility during your retirement. Withdrawals from both traditional IRAs and 401ks are required every year after you turn 73. And accordingly, you must take required minimum distributions from your traditional retirement accounts each year. And you must also pay the tax bills that come with them. Now, there's also a 25% tax penalty if you miss an annual distribution. But Roth IRAs don't have any withdrawal requirements during the entire lifetime of the account's original owner. Now, that means that you can choose when to withdraw money, or you can just leave it in your account. Now, where it's going to keep growing tax-free for the rest of your life.
Well, when I've seen a story about Roth IRAs, the possibility of tax-free growth for the rest of my life, that's a fact that really stands out to me.
Oh, absolutely. And Roth IRAs may also provide you with easier access to your money even before you're retired. Traditional IRAs before you reach age 59 and a half come with a 10% early withdrawal penalty on top of the income taxes that you'll owe on whatever you take out. Now, Roth IRA withdrawals come with a 10% penalty and income tax bills only on the portion of the withdrawal that comes directly from investment earnings.
Right. And I think this is so important. You can't make a mistake here. You want to make sure you're minimizing your tax burden and doing this correctly. So how can our listeners get a hold of you, Cole, if they want to set this up or see if a Roth might be right for them?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. On the website, they can check out all sorts of information about our firm, our reports, our processes, and they can also book that no-cost, no-obligation consultation anytime right on the website.
All right, that sounds great. Now, listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com. Or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, the amazing Sue Bushka, and the wonderful Cole Bruner are here. Sue and Cole, great show so far. I think it's been very informative. And I'm sure you have more valuable insights on Roths for us. So what's next?
Well, Tony, the next possible benefit of a Roth IRA highlighted in the U.S. News and World Report article, 10 Reasons to Save for Retirement in a Roth IRA, is potentially leaving tax-free money to your loved ones. Now, as you may know, if you leave a large traditional retirement account balance to a designated beneficiary, there's a good chance you may also be leaving them with a sizable tax bill. Now, whether it's a traditional IRA or a 401k, your beneficiary must pay taxes on the money that you do leave them. But that's not necessarily the case with a Roth IRA. Your kids and grandkids may be able to take advantage of tax-free withdrawals from the Roth IRA money you leave them. And while your designees may take withdrawals from that Roth IRA, those withdrawals are less likely to also come up with significant or complicated tax implications.
Wow, okay. For me, that's striking information. I think a lot of us are excited to find a way to leave money for our kids or grandkids while also protecting them as much as possible from a large tax burden that comes with that money.
Oh, absolutely. And getting the most out of your tax-sheltered assets is yet another way that the Roth IRA may be beneficial. Now, as we've noted throughout the show today, the money that's in your traditional 401k or IRA isn't entirely yours because eventually you're still going to owe taxes on that money. But again, you've already paid the taxes on the money in your Roth IRA and using money that's not in your retirement accounts, which gives you the opportunity to appropriately shelter as much money as possible from taxes within that account. So what does that ultimately mean? Well, it means that the money that you keep in your Roth IRA will be yours to spend during your retirement or to pass it on to those that you leave behind.
Right. Because of news stories and movies, I think that that phrase tax shelter can come across as negative or maybe even unethical. But as you spelled out, a tax shelter is simply about understanding the rules and then fairly using those rules to help you build a financial strategy that will suit your needs.
That's right, Tony. I completely agree with you. And as you just noted, there's nothing inappropriate or unethical about using a tax shelter as long as you follow all the applicable rules and laws. Now, a later contribution deadline is another possible benefit of a Roth IRA. Those saving for retirement can contribute as much as $7,000 to a Roth IRA this year. And workers who are 50 or older can kick in an additional $1,000 catch-up contribution on top of those $7,000. So that means if you're 50 or older, you may be able to contribute a total of $8,000 to a Roth 401k in 2024. And while a 401k contribution is typically due at the end of the calendar year, you can make a Roth IRA contribution right up until the April tax filing deadline. So additionally, when you make a Roth IRA contribution between January and April, you have the option to apply that contribution to the current calendar or to the previous tax year.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. For me, that's music to my ears, catch-up contributions, because I'm now in my 50s, so I like that option.
Absolutely. Most 50-plus-year-olds do, Tony.
Yeah.
Now, let's take a look at Roth conversions for a minute. Now, first, you should be aware that there are income limits for Roth IRA contributions. For those who are making more than $161,000 as an individual or $240,000 as a married couple, they can't directly contribute to a Roth IRA in 2024. The good news, however, is that most people may convert a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA if they're positioned to pay income taxes on the converted amount. This strategy may be particularly beneficial if you can make the conversion and pay the subsequent tax bill in a year when you find yourself in a lower tax bracket. Additionally, you may convert a small amount each year to potentially avoid an unusually large tax bill.
Okay, so there are savers credit implications with Roth IRAs as well. Isn't that right, Sue?
Yes, that is right, Tony. And while Roth IRA contributions won't supply you with a tax deduction, they may qualify you for the savers credit. Now, if your income is less than $36,500 for individuals and $54,750 for head of households, or $73,000 for couples in 2024, and you contribute to a Roth IRA, you may qualify for a tax credit. Now, the saver's credit is worth between 10 and 50% of the amount you contributed to a retirement account, up to $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for joint filers. So lastly, the biggest credits are for retirement savers with the smallest incomes.
Okay. Now, during the show, you've talked about Roth IRAs having a lot of pros, basically, being great, but you also mentioned they may not be a good financial strategy step for everybody out there. Give us a little more detail about that.
Well, Tony, there are some potential drawbacks with Roth IRAs that may make them a poor fit for some financial strategies. First, because you can make contributions with after-tax money, you don't get a tax deduction in the year that you made your contribution. Now, second, withdrawals on account earnings aren't permitted until at least 5 years have passed since your very first contribution. Third, the five-year rule that I just explained may mean that Roth IRAs are an especially poor option for those who are in middle age or getting close to retirement. And fourth, a Roth IRA's tax deduction may not be as beneficial if there's a good chance that you'll be in a lower tax bracket during retirement. Now, be sure to work with a highly qualified financial services professional when you're deciding between tools like 401ks, IRAs, and Roth IRAs.
Right. And I think that's really a great point. And today's show has given us some really useful insights about how Roths work. And, you know, you've touched on Roth IRA conversions, which is something I think a lot of people are curious about, and that's where people can make mistakes. Sue, could you give us a few more tips or a little bit more info on that topic?
Sure, absolutely, Tony. And I think it's a good way to conclude today's show. Now, as Investopedia's Roth IRAs, the complete guide explains, converting a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA is a fairly simple process. And the IRS notes three basic ways you can go about it. The first one is a rollover in which you take a distribution from your traditional IRA with a check and deposit that money into your Roth account within 60 days. The next one is a trustee-to-trustee transfer, in which you instruct the financial institution that manages your traditional IRA to transfer that money into your Roth account at a different institution. And lastly, a same trustee transfer where you direct the financial institution that holds your traditional IRA to transfer that money into a Roth account at the same institution.
Okay. Those are methods that it sounds good to know the options. And best of all for our listeners, this is a good subject for a conversation with a financial professional. Of those methods, is one better than the other?
Well, Tony, in my opinion, of those methods, the first two are typically the most solid. Now, bear in mind, however, if you take a rollover and don't deposit that money within the 60-day requirement, you may be facing a 10% penalty on early distribution on top of the other taxes that you'll owe because of the conversion. Now, also remember that the tax doesn't apply if you're older than 59 and a half. Now, you're also required to report the conversion to the IRS using Form 8506 when you're filing your upcoming taxes.
Okay. So, obviously, this is huge. Has anything in the current economic environment created an additional incentive to do a rollover at this time?
Well, it depends on your individual circumstances. If the value of one of your retirement accounts has gone down for whatever reason, it may be worth considering a conversion to a Roth IRA because that tax hurdle will be less challenging if your account is worth more in the future.
Yeah, that's a great point. Another point is taxes are basically on sale right now. We're in historically low tax rates, and they probably will be going up soon. Speaking of tax complications, this might be a good time to investigate those a little more deeply. What do you have for us on that one, Cole?
Well, Tony, ultimately, when you convert a traditional IRA into a Roth, there's going to be a tax bill, and possibly a big one. Fortunately, you'll be able to make tax-free withdrawals from your Roth account in the future. Now, our listeners should also consider that one potential advantage of Roth IRAs in comparison to traditional IRAs is you don't have to take required minimum distributions, which is certainly something to consider if one of your goals is to leave your money to your loved ones.
Well, and I think that's a goal for a lot of us, you know, leave money to the kids or the grandkids. So are there any age-related benefits to converting to a Roth?
Well, I think there are, Tony. Unlike traditional IRAs, Roths are not subject to required minimum distributions after you turn 72 or 73, if you turned 72 in 2023 or later. Now, that means if you don't need to take money from your Roth IRA during your later years, you can simply let that money grow larger before leaving it to your loved ones.
Yeah, that's a great point, Sue, and that's something else a lot of people don't realize. So now let's talk about the value of working with someone like yourselves, financial professionals, if you're considering a Roth.
Well, like many parts of a financial strategy, there's not a single or one-size-fits-all strategy for Roth IRAs or conversions. And while they can be an excellent option for some people, they may be the wrong move for others. It all comes down to your unique financial situation. So working with a financial services professional can help walk you through the pluses and minuses of Roth IRAs and conversions. To me, whether it's establishing a Roth IRA or converting an existing retirement account into a Roth IRA, there's just a lot to navigate on your own. On previous shows, we've talked about how a good financial services professional won't tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you what you need to hear. That certainly applies to Roths. You may read an article on your favorite news site that leaves you feeling excited and saying to yourself, "Eureka, I found the missing piece of my financial strategy," but not acting rashly and instead taking a deep breath and reaching out to a qualified financial professional may reveal some hidden negatives that you might not have considered.
Yeah, there you go. And I think this wraps it up nicely. I really think people need to give you a call and look into Roths or a Roth conversion right now. How can our listeners do that?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, sounds great. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.
Most people plan on taking their Social Security benefits at one of three ages, 62, 66, or 70. But did you know that there are over 20,000 calculations that could be run to determine the best time for you to file? Call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com to request your complimentary Social Security maximization report that will help you learn how you can get the most out of your benefit. Retirement is more than newly discovered free time. It is also a time to reflect on how you will be remembered. Many people want to leave a legacy, whether they want to be remembered for an action, deed, or provision put in place for generations to come. Regardless of what your legacy goals are, it is important to make the proper arrangements now. Call Bushka Retirement Solutions to find out how you can structure your retirement savings to help increase the value of your estate and create a legacy you want to leave. At Bushka Retirement Solutions, our team can help you protect your legacy for loved ones, provide benefits for charities, and avoid excessive tax burdens. Call us at 715-355-4445 for your legacy planning needs. We will provide you a complimentary retirement income toolkit just for calling. Visit us at retirewithbushka.com to learn more.